118.8, learn K4 as you will.
Thank you, Sully. You get that, William.
Got 146.985, negative offset, ELS on at 118.8.
That is correct.
All right, I'm going to keep this wide down there and check in with those guys.
K4FIA, KI4ZEK.
Yeah, go ahead, Lynn. Really what destroyed the rock house of Mars was a tornado on top of the flood. The tornado lifted the roof off because the water never got that high.
Okay, well, I did relay the message.
I appreciate that, Lynn. Laura's really a... Rubio in Florida is grooming her to be the Attorney General of Florida. She's probably the top clerk of court in the state, and in Volusia County, anyway, she's top dog.
Well, that's a good thing to hear.
Well, we're having all kinds of different problems. One, they were trying to charge him $30,000 tax because they said that he is trying to claim a home exemption in two different states. And when the Register of Deeds found out who he was, all of a sudden, we didn't know that. It's okay. And then he went to get his driver's license. They were giving him a hard problem. Then he said, oh, my wife works for you. And then all of a sudden, he said, we'll endorse it with anything you want.
I heard that. Well, there's David. I'll be back in a second.
KL4, Delta Papa Bravo. KL4, FIA. KL4, Delta Papa Bravo.
Yeah, I hear you, Lynn. Alan, go ahead.
How you doing there, Gary?
Well, I'm doing good now that Mel's got the cell phone tower SpaceLink thing hooked up. I'm off the hook for this relaying cell phone calls, and I'm glad of it.
Yeah, that Starlink works great. I called my sister and a few other people and can make voice calls and email messages.
I thought I recognized that call, but there's another one on here pretty close to yours, and I thought it might have been because I didn't recognize your voice. But my kayaks are still out on loan for crossing the bridge area, and I'll have to pick them up tomorrow. I talked with John and, is her name Lori? I brought them down and showed them where their motor coach was. They took photos, and then I brought them back home.
Good. I think her name is Lisa.
And then I had to do a relay for them. They wanted their Sunbit Crystal to know that they were delayed and had to pick up the dogs and then got stuck, so they couldn't get out of there. So, the people right above Marv, I had to relay one for them. But everything's smoothing out now, and it's looking better. We're getting a lot of rescue personnel in here now, and maybe we'll eventually get... internet, and maybe a month or two we'll get electricity.
Well, when I biked, I took my bicycle into town yesterday. Right across Davis Road, my cell phone started giving me message tone, but it was only for a minute, and then I haven't been able to use it again.
It's on here too, Alan.
Yeah, I was listening to you all talk. Gary, am I going through the repeater, or are you just hearing me directly?
You're going through the repeater, but we can go simplex if you want.
No, I'm fine. I'm just glad I get a signal out and open the repeater.
You're a little light, but you're there.
Okay, well, after tomorrow, I'll see you somewhere up and down the mountain.
Okay, KO4DPP, KO4FIA, I'll be clear.
KO4, Delta Papa Bravo, clear.
KO4ZN, can you, Kurt, you out there?
KI4ZK.
Go ahead.
KO4FIA, KI4ZK.
That's KO4FIA, KI4ZK.
Yeah, that was Davey giving me the rundown of everything going on up there, but he said to tell you, hey, and glad you were safe.
This is one time that he could scream wolf and it would have been true.
That's a good point.
Or the sky is falling, either one, you know, he likes to do that a lot. And this time it would have been the real deal.
Yeah, he is the drama queen, ain't he?
That caused me to chuckle. He did that. I've seen a lot of disaster today.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Yeah, I've been on the phone all day. People calling, wanting me to check on people and stuff. So, it's been a pretty busy day. Shoot, this weekend about wore me out.
Well, the only little structure that was left down there was this spring house, and it was actually the upstairs of the spring house. What he had turned into a reloading shed, so it had just everything that you could ever want for reloading. But now it's all under 2 feet of mud. So I've been having a real rough job cleaning that up and trying to get it before looters do.
You know, it's a shame that there's people out there like that, especially in a time of crisis like this. It just amazes me how evil people can be.
Well, I know three houses that got wiped away, and every one of them had several guns that they were looking for. I did recover two guns of his, but there's a gun safe and probably 50 other guns, AK-47s and SKSs, and they're strewn, you know, who would know where they would be. Somewhere between here and Hot Springs or Newport.
Buried in mud.
Oh, to be fair, it's an SKS. They're made to be buried in mud. KM for OIA for ID.
Well, it had been rumored, some of the people had told me that somebody early had got out there and found a couple military rifles. I don't know who they were, but we've already had looting.
November Papa in Charlotte. How about now?
That was much better. Kilo 3, November Papa.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt. Listen, I have a friend who shared me something that he saw online with this repeater as a resource and a Facebook group for trying to locate something you haven't been able to locate. And I have a friend who's trying to do that. So is that information good to go, folks?
What was the question again? I'm sorry, I must have missed something.
So I have a friend who lives in Georgia, in down Savannah, who is trying to locate a friend that they can't locate, who lives up near, pretty much between Asheville and Swannanoa. And one of my other friends sent me some information, said, hey, if you can get on the Mount Mitchell repeater, you can provide their name, and they'll send it out to local folks to see if they can look for them. Let me check to see if that's true info or not, good?
Yes, sir, there has been a net for, well, the last few days, and with the communication team in Mooresville, and they finished up about 8 o'clock tonight, but they will be back in the morning, probably, I'm guessing, around 9 o'clock, and I'll be taking that information. They're passing that to the state. And the state right now is in the process of rescuing people and such, and they're not doing a whole lot as far as welfare checks. But there are clubs in the area. I'm not sure what county that is in.
AK4GAR.
On this, please.
GAR.
Hey, this is AD3IA.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the fellow in looking to, I've got an email address and I can take the information now because I was a backup net controller for the Mount Mitchell if he wants to. This is AD3I. I'll leave it up to him. Standing by.
That's K3MT, Kilo Sierra Bravo Papa. Yeah, I'm happy to provide that information if I'm still making the repeater okay. Is your call sign Alpha Delta 3 India, is that correct? Over.
That is the QSL and signal's getting a little worse, but go ahead, we'll give it a shot.
Copy that. Okay, this is Kilo Sierra November Papa. And the individual we're trying to locate is named Lindsay. I spell Lima, India, November, Delta, Sierra, Alpha, Yankee. Last name, Leghorn. I spell Lima, Echo, Golf, Hotel, Oscar, Romeo, November. Break. Address, 183 Avondale Road. I spell Alpha, Victor, Oscar, November, Delta, Alpha, Lima, Echo. That's in Asheville, North Carolina. Over.
QSL, I copy Lindsay Leghorn, 183 Avondale Road, Asheville, correct?
That is correct, QSL. Can I give you a point of contact to be contacted if they locate that individual, over?
That was the next question, go ahead.
Copy that. Point of contact will be Judy, I spell Juliet, Uniform, Delta, Yankee. Last name, Keen, I spell Kilo, Hotel, India, Echo, Mike. Phone number 872-203-5950. Over.
Copy, point of reference, Judy Keen. Telephone number 872-203-5950. Your call sign, please again, and your name. This is Vicky.
Copy that. QSL on all correct. My call sign is Kilo 3 November Papa K3NP. My name is Andy Alpha November Delta Yankee. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and just passing along info from a friend of a friend. QSL.
To that, I've been doing that for folks. I got it. I'll pass it up and listen. If you can, jot down the following email. You can go ahead and get it listed with the state. It is Iredell. Iredell, IREDELLEOC, Emergency Operations Center at Gmail.
QSL, I copy IREDELLEOC at gmail.com. Thank you so much, appreciate it. Alpha Delta 3 India, this is Kilo 3 November Papa, 73, thanks.
Yeah, K3 NC, I've been on that end of it. It's nice to know you got the name up there on the list form. So get her to put that email out there tonight, and I'll make sure that Net Control in the morning gets a copy of what I'm doing now.
QSL, thank you for the assist. Have a great night. Gentlemen, sorry to pause in, but I appreciate it. And I'll let y'all have your QSL back. This is K3 NC, 73.
K3 NC83I. And by the way, fellas, thanks for letting me come in, Roger.
Oh, no problem. That's what it's here for. KI4ZEK. You guys take care of it there.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Can you repeat that email one more time slowly? I'm trying to comment. Copy it down.
Very good, very good. The email says list anyone, not just Iredell, anyone up in that area that's affected by Hurricane Helene. It is Iredell, EOC, at Gmail. IREDELLEOC, being for Emergency Operations Center, at Gmail, and that's going to the state, Roger.
One more time, you were breaking up with static.
All right, I'll give it a shot. If you don't get this one, perhaps someone can relay. IREDELL, Iredell, EOC, at Gmail. Yourself.
Roger, I think I got it. IREDELLDOC at gmail.com. Roger, roger.
Yeah, after the Iredell, it's the Echo Oscar Charlie, like Emergency Operations Center. Yourself.
QSL, got that. Thank you much.
83,
give this Kilo November 4, Mike Victor Hotel over in Greenville, Tennessee.
Greenville, Tennessee, that is.
Thank you. I was the one asking for the email. I appreciate the break-in. Have a good night.
And you as well.
I got a step away from my granddaughter. 73, y'all. 83,
totally fine with that. KO4FIA, information takes precedence over any conversation. QSL. You're not making the repeater. Good to hear you, Marcel.
Station, you have a lot of noise in there. We could barely make it out. Marcel.
We got was Flag Pond, and I sympathize with you. You were a little bit higher up on the river, though, so you probably did okay. Too far down in the mud.
I heard got power back today. Station, you're really down in the noise. We're having a hard time pulling you out.
This is N4HLR on frequency with a question if anybody's around.
HLR will do what we can to help you. Go ahead.
Hey, just curious if anybody's heard any updates on the Verizon outage. We've been without any kind of cell coverage since about midnight last night.
Yeah, I understand it was a nationwide issue, so I don't know if they've got that back going or not.
Okay, 10-4. Thanks a lot, N4HLR. Clear.
Have you tried restarting your phone?
Yeah, I've done that about, I don't know, a dozen times or so today, but same results on both phones.
That's the last info I heard on the outage, so I was just making sure. Sorry to break in here, guys. N4ACO. Hey, Lynn.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, good evening, Roger.
Yeah, I'll carry on. I heard that, and that's the last update I had. Turn the Verizon phones off and back on, but I don't know if it works or not. N4AZO.
KO4JQX, just checking in. Good evening, Lynn. Gary, good to hear you guys.
Yeah, Jeff, it's good to hear you. Things are going good down there.
We got hit pretty hard, Gary. Not right here at my house. I was very fortunate. We didn't get a lot of damage right here, but it looks like a war zone down here in places. Other than that, everything's good. Run into some guys getting gas today here next to the house that were from Orange County, California Fire Department. They said they drove 45 hours straight to get here. They said there was some boys from